chapter 1. We'll read from verse 12 to verse 14. While the king is at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth its fragrance. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved unto me. He shall pass the night between my breasts. My beloved is unto me a cluster of henna flowers in the vineyard of enmity. We come together this morning to remember our Lord at his table. When you look at this table, it's very simple. We have the loaf and the cup on the table and nothing else. From the human point of view, it looks very humble, common, almost nothing to us. If we look at it that way, then we can come without preparation, without really meditating upon the Lord. We can just come and partake of it as carelessly, as casually as we can. But dear brothers and sisters, even though in outward appearance, this is so humble, this is so common. And we do it every Lord's Day. But if we really understand what this table is, I believe it will transform our attitude. This table is the king's table. And the king himself is at the table. Do not think that only we are here. He is here. He is the one who prepared this table for us. And what a preparation. He laid out his life for us. The loaf here represents his body, broken for us. That perfect life. Shall go through the judgment that should be upon each one of us. The blood shed for the remission of our sin. What a price he has paid to prepare this table. Can you think of any other table prepared on earth that is paid with such tremendous price? If we look at it spiritually, with our inner eyes, what do we see here? We see the tremendous love of God manifested to us through Christ Jesus. He is here with us. He is here giving himself totally to us. He is assuring us that he loves us to the uttermost. He used his blood to seal the new covenant with us. Do we really appreciate what he has done for us? Do we really come with appreciation? And out of appreciating him, pour forth our night to him. That which is most precious to us, we pour out to him, that he may be honored and glorified. This is the time that we come here to appreciate him, to tell him how much we appreciate that love. Can we withhold ourselves from pouring out from our very heart our appreciation, our love to him? As Mary of old, when our Lord was at the table, she came in, broke the alabaster flask, and poured out the precious ointment upon the feet of our Lord. Because she considered our Lord as worthy. Can we care so much of ourselves as the alabaster flask that we will not break it and pour out that fragrance upon our Lord? In the Song of Songs, he said, he is like a bundle of myrrh to me in the night upon my breast. He is like a heather flower, a cluster of heather flower to me in the garden of Engedi. Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we go through the nights. Sometimes we are in the daytime. That is life. Sometimes we have to suffer. Sometimes we are blessed. But whenever it may be, whether it is night, we have him with us as a bundle of myrrh. It is upon our breasts. He passed the night with us. When we are in suffering, we remember him. He is the one who suffered for us. His suffering is our salvation. His suffering is our hope. His suffering is our strength. When we suffer, he suffers with us. And it is his suffering that comforts us. That is what he is. And sometimes we see him under broad daylight. Do not forget that he is like a cluster of henna flowers to us. In other words, he is our beauty. He is our decoration. He is our joy. Everything comes from him. His death, his life, we remember at all times. That's what he is. So, dear brothers and sisters, how can we come to this table casually? How can we withhold ourselves so tightly from pouring forth upon him all that is worthy? Each time we come to this table, we are in communion with him. He lives in us. It is he that brings us through life. Without him, where will we be? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.